You're listening to VPR. Good afternoon. I'm Alex Keefe. A new historical society is forming in Vermont with a focus on the bloody fight for Irish independence. The Fenian Historical Society had its first meeting yesterday in Burlington. Its goal? To educate folks about the Fenian Brotherhood, a 19th and 20th century movement for Irish independence from Great Britain with some unique ties to Vermont. We're going to talk about that now with Liam McCone. He's a Civil War historian and the president of the new Fenian Historical Society. Liam, thank you for coming on.
My pleasure.
First things first, explain exactly what the Fenian movement was all about.
It was a group of militant Irish nationalists who were dedicated to freeing Ireland from British rule and establishing a republic. The Fenian Brotherhood was in the United States. The Irish Republican Brotherhood was in Ireland, but they had to be rather careful because what they were doing in Ireland was treason.
Why take this specific movement and dedicate an entire group to it here in Vermont?
It's an interesting piece of American and Canadian and Irish history that's not well known. The 150th anniversary of the first Fenian invasion of Canada will be coming up in 2016.
Sorry, you said the Fenian invasion of Canada?
Yes. So in 1866, right after the Civil War, they went across the border at Buffalo, New York, and up in Franklin, Vermont, crossed the border, took on the British forces up there. Shots fired, people killed, a big international incident.
Obviously, they weren't successful in dislodging British rule at that time.
It's a big country up there, so they did make their declarations about declaring the Republic of Ireland. Most of them made it back to the States in pretty good shape. Over in Buffalo, there were about three dozen people killed on both sides, and a bunch of Fenians were captured.
So why form this group right now? What are you hoping to educate people about at this particular point in time about the Fenian movement?
The idea that it's not appreciated in terms of its significance, although it was unsuccessful, but it laid the seeds for the more successful uprising of Easter of 1916. So I'm ambitious about educating people, putting out a program of various activities. And in 2016, I've laid the groundwork for four major reenactments.
Do you have any concerns that you're highlighting a military group that primarily sought to use violence to meet its goals? Have you thought about that at all?
Oh, yeah. And there was controversy at the time, and we can appreciate that in current situations internationally that quite often one man's nationalist is another man's terrorist. But they had tried unsuccessfully to work within the parliamentary system of British rule, and these people were convinced, starting from the point of the disastrous Great Hunger, as the Irish call it, when the potatoes failed. That was kind of the genesis of this, that they would not subject the Irish people to that type of misrule.
What is it about the long, violent fight for Irish independence that you still think is relevant for people today?
The fact that they persisted and were somewhat limitedly, partially successful in the independence, and it's not an issue that is totally resolved, of course, with the partition of Ireland. The name is deliberately chosen as a Fenian Historical Society. I'm avoiding any modern-day controversies about reuniting Northern Ireland with the Republic and just concentrating on the history because it deserves study and might enlighten us as to any possible paths that we can resolve things peacefully going forward.
We've been speaking with Liam McCone. He is the new president of the newly formed Fenian Historical Society. He's also a Civil War historian and the author of Vermont's Irish Rebel, Captain John Lonergan. Liam, thank you so much.
My pleasure.